Tuhin Dosh is a writer, activist, and poet. In a quiet, melodious voice, he shares a part of a poem.
I don't know how I can express myself as feelings become obtuse from fear. Soldiers of darkness caught me like an animal and butchered me in dreams. You know the feelings of dreaming are like a reality. It is midnight in my Bangladesh. The darkness of
Tuhin Dosh is from Bangladesh, but he lives now in exile, forced to leave his home in April 2016. Tuhin Dosh sought refuge at City of Asylum, Pittsburgh, a sanctuary for endangered writers.
I left my country in extreme situation, and I came here not for only security. I came here for freedom, freedom of expression, freedom of writing, and freedom for living or survive.
Born and raised in Barisal, Bangladesh, Tuhin Dosh loved to read poems. Tuhin began writing his own poems when he was in seventh grade. Some of his works were featured in a local children's magazine.
Basically, I write poetry, and I think that is my voice. Maybe soul voice, or I wrote a few rhymes like children poetry, and they are published in children magazines.
Tuhin Dosh says he continued with poetry, but also started writing other things like short stories. However, he says, in the 1980s, things changed in his country. A military dictator took control and established Islamic rule. Tuhin Dosh says he began to write more serious articles as a witness to the rise of fundamentalism.
When I started writing article, then basically, our community, Bangladesh is 94% Muslim, so they do not take it good because some feelings hurt them. I wrote against war crimes and some war criminals in our country, and they are still in our country, and they are doing their job. They never condemned, so for that we wrote against them.
However, freedom of expression came at a cost for Tuhin Dosh.
Right now, they are local collaborators of 1971, and right now in our country, there are a lot of their supporters. So when we wrote against them, and these supporters sometimes on the online or personally threatened us.
To save his own life, Tuhin Dosh left Bangladesh. Since 2013, Dosh has been the target of fundamentalist groups who have murdered free-thinking bloggers, writers, and editors. In Bangladesh, writers are being persecuted under the country's Information and Technology Communication Law. Instead of protecting Tuhin, the police collected and searched his writings for anti-Islamic statements to use against him. City of Asylum, Pittsburgh has given exiled writer Tuhin Dosh a refuge.
I think a lot of bad things happening in our country, and already 16 writers murdered by the extremists. So right now I am feeling safe here, and I am writing freely right now. I am writing that novel about my social structure of country, basically the Islamization of country.
Tuhin Dash appreciates the community support he is receiving. He joined the Greater Pittsburgh Literary Society, where he is learning the English language and about American culture. His work has continued to appear in Bangladesh. In his native language, Bengali, Dash has authored 7 poetry books. He has served as editor of several literary magazines, written short stories, and published columns in his home country. He says his proudest accomplishment is the founding of a popular magazine called The Wild. However, Tuhin Dash says he misses his Bangladeshi home and hopes one day to return there.
I loved my country and also my family, my parents and my nephew and my sisters and a lot of friends. And I think the situation of my country will be good and I will come back my country. I hope that.
I'm Marcia James.